brought his audience to a certain point where they would ask the key question of what sign are you going to give us that you can that we can see and believe in you with all that you're going to do for us. And they, as it were, picked out the example of Moses. Moses, it had a certain resemblance to what they were discussing with our Lord. Say, Moses gave us the bread from heaven. And our Lord retorted, no, he didn't. And Heavenly Father did that at the intercession of Moses. That only the Father can give the bread, true bread from heaven. He goes on to make a point. Up to this point, as it were, the bread from heaven is something quite distinct from Jesus who is going to give it. If we reflect a moment, here is the key point. And Jesus is the bread of life. He gives himself. And, of course, leads to another part of the discussion. How is it that we can eat of his flesh and drink of his blood? That is another question. But the wonderful marvel is that it is he who nourishes us. And it is not in order for him to become us, but the other way around, that we might, as it were, be incorporated into his mystical body, not ceasing to be distinct persons, but each of us reflecting something very special in our Lord. Let us think of this often, meditate upon the wonderful blessings that our Lord bestows on us. We go every day to Holy Communion himself, that we can speak with him, that we can ask him to help us, and we can assure him that we will continue to serve him. If we ask Our Lady to help us always to do this, we will grow rapidly at that in that holiness that the Father in heaven so desires, so that we might have a wonderful, stupendous, everlasting future in heaven.